turn over now to the gentleman this morning. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, boys.
Well, we're on a roll here. The Tribe is, five wins in a row now, huh?
Yeah, well, swept a homestand and actually starting to play very, very well at home. And once again, a 10-plus hit game for the Cleveland Indians. Starting to fall into place, especially the top of the order with guys healthy, Michael Brantley and Jason Kipnis, and Francisco Lindor has, come on board here as a young player from AAA, has really made an impact on this team, and we've continued to get good pitching as we had all season long. So it's an interesting run we're on. We are inching upwards in the wild card race. There's only four teams in front of us. A few of them are only a game and a half in front of us. So, we just keep putting our best foot forward and see where it takes us. And we're on the road to Toronto, who's playing the best baseball in all the major leagues right now for a three-game series. And then we go to Detroit and end up in Chicago. So a big three-city trip coming up starting tonight.
Bob, I see from an Indians release here, some of the Tribe rookies, including Frankie Lindor and Giovanni Urshela, they took part in a rookie initiation rite, and that was to dress up as cheerleaders for the team's annual Fantasy Football League draft. Now, did they dress up as male or female cheerleaders?
They dressed up as female cheerleaders. You got to go to the Cleveland Indians Instagram page and get some goofy pictures. It's pretty funny. Yeah, it's an annual thing. This year the theme was cheerleaders. They've had different themes throughout the years to make the rookies dress in 70s clothing. Lots of different things over the years. Just a fun thing in the clubhouse, and I'll tell you, after you win five in a row and you have something like that, it's all part of just bringing the team together and having a little fun through a wild run of 7 months of baseball.
Just as long as the PR department doesn't decide to turn any of those into a bobblehead in some future game out.
Exactly. I don't think the boys would let us.
Well, you kind of sometimes, you've been through the bobblehead years. There's things you kind of run out of things to do. I mean, you've got the scooter one coming up here. So,
yeah, it's just, again, just a real fun thing, team building thing. And after you win a game and you hit another grand slam, and Josh Tomlin has come back from his surgeries and arm injuries to pitch the way he has. Such a guy that's so revered in our clubhouse, a tremendous teammate. People are feeling good in that clubhouse, and that's important.
Yes, absolutely. And I was looking at some of the notes related to Grand Slam. It's been a while since we've had Grand Slams in successive games, and even at home it's been quite a number of years since that has happened for us.
It's Hammy in the cut that you guys played. We were, last in the American League and hitting with runners in scoring position and hitting with the bases loaded. And now all of a sudden we're hitting some grand slams. So we're making up for it. And I'll tell you, Saturday night when Yan Gomes hit that grand slam, the ballpark was as electric and loud and wild. After that eighth inning grand slam, as I've heard them in a long, long time.
Well, it's something that they've been waiting to do. We've had men on base and opportunities, and everybody in the stands waiting to cheer for something. And finally, we've had an opportunity to do that, especially this weekend. That's good for the Indians. Now we're heading into September. So this is our final month to pull things together. You mentioned we got Toronto tonight, and they're doing well. So our pitching is really going to be taken to task, I think, for the next several days, don't you think?
Yeah, three games against Toronto, they're just beating the heck out of everybody. They're playing like the way everybody thought they would play. It's taken them a long time to get rolling, but they've finally overtaken the the Yankees in first place in the American League East, and then an off day on Thursday, and then three in Detroit and three in Chicago before we come home and play the same clubs. We play Detroit, then Kansas City in a big four-game series, and then the Chicago White Sox. So only two more homestands left on the schedule for us.
Bob, speaking of Toronto, there's a report out that Mark Shapiro might be on the move to the Blue Jays. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, that's been a rumored move for, about a week or more now. And I'd have to say that when those kind of things start swirling around, especially around Mark, Mark's been a guy who is not one of those people in sports that really seeks the spotlight or the chatter around him. There's a lot of people who love it when Twitter is all a buzz about them and featuring them on different occasions. Mark was never that way. So when these things pop up, there is some validity to it. And, you know, whether we'll hear about something today or in the next few days, I'm of the opinion that it's probably going to happen. And we'll have to wait and see when the actual announcement comes.
Bob, whether he stays or goes, what has Mark meant to the Indians?
Well, people need to realize this is a young man that, started early in his career and worked all the way up to become, the executive vice president and general manager and then the president of the team. You know, when he first started, he was picking people up at the airport at 6 a.m., doing that kind of grunt work just to get his foot in the door. You know, so often people, want to be the president of the company after being in there for 2 weeks and instead of doing it the old-fashioned way where you work your way, you work hard, and you work your way up the ladder. Well, Mark did that. I've had the pleasure to work with him his entire career. I'm going on 36 years. He was 24 years in the Cleveland Indians, and just a terrific guy, a level head. He believes in all the right things, the core values of who he is as a person. Just, admire him and respect him tremendously. He's put his stamp on this team, both from a baseball perspective and a business perspective. So we're going to miss him indeed. But throughout all that period, you learn things working with people and you'll carry on the things that you learn to move forward and be better.
Absolutely. One good sign of an executive is to be able to leave something in place, even when they're gone, that allows it to continue to succeed. So we'll see what happens in the next day or two regarding that. But coming up momentarily, your chance to win a pair of tickets, or actually four tickets, for the upcoming Saturday, September 19th game against the White Sox. We'll have that with Bob's trivia question coming up next.
Start your day right. On your way to work, stop in at Dale's Market and Deli in Elyria for a cup of coffee and everything else you need to get through your Monday. Then start planning your next big blowout. Dale's Market and Deli provides fried chicken, deli, veggie and cheese trays, pastry trays, photo cakes, whatever you can think of for any special event or party. Just call or stop in. Dale's Market and Deli on Cleveland Street in Elyria. Large enough to serve you, small enough to care.
All right, time for your question this morning to get the four tickets for the White Sox game on September 19th. 322-0930 is the number to call. Bob, what's the question this morning?
Well, we talked about Francisco Lindor and his nine-game hitting streak really being a wonderful impetus to, this winning streak that we're on. Francisco's only 21 years old, but he's not the youngest player to ever play for the Cleveland Indians. So today's question is, name the youngest player or the oldest player to have played for the Cleveland Indians. The youngest player or the oldest player to play for the Cleveland Indians?
That is our question this morning, 322-0930. 322-0930 is the number. And it's four tickets for the September 19th game against the White Sox. Bob, we will talk with you again on the other side of Labor Day. Hopefully we'll get a Tuesday meeting with you. And have a good Labor Day, and go Tribe.
Take care, boys. Have a good week.